This is Sync, a leveraged fan fiction written by Ali Camel, recorded by Idella. Parker likes watching dubbed over movies where the words are out of sync with the actors' mouths. It makes her laugh. It makes her feel strange, like sound is shaken free of the constraints of the world and is doing whatever the hell it wants for a change. When they have meetings, Parker is the one out of sync. She's a step behind or a step ahead. She's normally missed some key point somewhere, but she doesn't care too much. It makes her laugh. It makes her feel strange, like she has shaken herself loose from the world. She spent her life like that. At school, she fell further and further behind. Her brain didn't want to follow the rules. It skipped ahead to the answer without knowing how it got there, or it got stuck looking at the question and forgot that it needed an answer at all. She didn't fit into the routines of her various foster families and care homes. She always did things in the wrong order. She showered in the evening instead of the morning. She ate breakfast before she got dressed. She wanted to lie in on Saturday and get up early on Sunday. She changed herself around to fit in, but then at the next place she'd shower in the evening and get shouted out for taking too long in the bathroom. Now she's a grown-up. She can do what she wants, and what she wants is to never have a set routine. At school they talked about careers and asked her what she wanted to do. "I want to do something different every day," and she had smiled, and they had sighed and shuffled papers and looked away. She'd missed something again. Now she does something different every day. She sleeps on the left side of the bed one night, the right side the next. She sprawls across the middle, or sleeps in the spare bedroom, or on the couch. She makes a fort in the sitting room out of cushions and bedding and lives in there for days. Hardison is very understanding. He likes his own order and routine, but when he stays over, he changes his routine to fit in with hers, as if he's the one out of sync. It makes her laugh. They sleep in the fort and watch cartoons in the morning. She gives him fortune cookies in a bowl for a breakfast. They talk a lot. She tells him about guidance counselors who didn't understand her, about teachers and social workers who encouraged her to be an artist. "I can't even draw," she frowned. "Why would I make art when I can just steal it?" Hardison smothered a laugh. "They probably just wanted you to express yourself, you know, like cheap therapy." Parker thought for a moment. "Oh, I didn't get that," she laughs. The end.